Yes, guys, hello and welcome back to the Once You're In podcast, episode 117, I believe.
You sure it's not 118?
No, it's 117, because we only did one last week. We've only got time for one today as well. It'll be an OG hour long. I believe it'll be an OG hour long, maybe just before, because Reese has got his hair cut and I need to go and pose. First of all, thank you for the new subscribers. We've now hit 400 or 401, so shout out to you guys. Let's try and get up to 500. And the Spotify number is the Spotify followers, which is basically the people that have clicked follow on Spotify. So thank you for clicking follow. If you haven't done that already, please do that. We do appreciate everybody. And we do check the numbers every single week because obviously we have to write it down. So thank you for the support. And we continue to try and hashtag level up the podcast.
What, through just numbers? That's all.
Now I'm going to open up.
Finn's got himself his first ever mango.
I've got
monster.
This one because people have been saying it's good.
I really think it's very
average. Sure, I've had it before and it wasn't amazing.
What do you reckon?
It is quite nice.
It's not bad, I just don't think it's very good. It's too sweet. I'm not a massive fan. That being said, if it's not a white monster, I'm very boring and basic. I just think
I did bring a white monster down there just in case I didn't like this, but it's good enough to have.
Okay.
I had the peachy keen one the other day. Shout out to B Modified Gym for the peachy keen monster.
That segues nicely.
In exchange for £1.55.
Segues nicely. B Modified, mate. Where you've been training, haven't you?
Peachy keen is very nice, by the way. Yeah, I've been training at B Modified.
Monday and Wednesday session. Do you want to have a chat? How's the sessions, mate? How were they?
Good.
Gym's good, isn't it?
Yeah, the gym's really good. Guy that runs it's really nice.
Jacob or Jacob.
Yeah, he introduced it. Well, he said his name was Jacob to me, so
yeah,
I'm going to call him Jacob.
Okay.
I won't just start calling him Jacob. I think that's racist.
What, because he's not...
Because he's definitely not
he's not full English. So
full English.
Jacob, Jacob, Yakub, whatever your name is, mate, we appreciate it.
Yakubu.
Yeah, he's opened up a gym in... It's in Derby, isn't it? I was at the Team Evo meeting, meetup last year, which I'm not going to be invited to this year because Sanaya's left Tom, so that's going to be a shame. I look forward just to having loads of dessert food and just eating like an idiot. But yeah, I was at the Team Evo meetup last year and he was there. His girlfriend, I don't think he was coached by Tom, but his girlfriend, I don't know. He was with a girl who was one of Sanaya's like girls and she competed, so he was with her. And we were sat like on this little like just like essentially sat by a bench in this like pub upstairs. And he was showing me the equipment list of his gym. And so I had like, I'm not going to say exclusive information beforehand, but I looked through the list and I was like, yeah, mate, like that's legitimately fantastic, which is wicked to see. Because nowadays a lot of gyms just open up with like base equipment. They get themselves like a few bits, they'll end up just spending, let's say, a certain amount on like a certain bulk majority of kit, and they end up having like, especially a place like that, like there's not enough space for it to have awful bits of kit. Like you need to have pretty much everything hand selected, which Jacob, whatever, Delanta, I think is his surname or whatever, he has really good kit. So yeah, that's opened up, and like I said, you train there on Monday and Wednesday sessions. So what sessions were they?
Push and back.
Do you want to explain how did they go? What kit do you use?
Not really. I don't really fancy going down that route. You can have a look on my Instagram if you want to see the sessions. I'm not going to go through everything.
You're not?
Nah, we don't need to go into details of every session, do
no,
we?
But
go and have a look
on
my social
media. You could explain
media.
Why, like, you could say, oh, I used this bit of kit, this was good.
I'm not going into all that. Have a look on social media if you want to see the sessions. The reason that I started, I've not started training there. I just wanted to have a bit of a change in environment, mix my days up a little bit. At the minute, obviously, every day is the same anyway, but it's very much like taking each task at a time. So if you do something a bit different, it's like, oh, this is quite exciting. I'm going on a different drive. So that's quite nice. And it's only like 35 minutes from me. Mm. It's not like, for you, it's like an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an awkward sort of time for me. Because it's like 50-ish, 55 minutes. And I feel like if it was 10 minutes shorter, I'd be like, yeah, cool, yeah, I'll do that. But when it's in that time, it's like, in my opinion, it's like, well, Rotherham's an hour and 20. And I'd rather train at Rotherham. But it's a good gym.
I like it.
It
depends on the session.
Yeah, like, I like it. I could imagine us doing like a push session there. Like,
yeah, I think I said to Jacob, I was like, I'll definitely get a membership here soon.
Yeah.
And I think, well, I said to you, didn't I? I mean, Shannon, when we're looking at houses, like before we were looking at, like not loads further north. We were looking at Derbyshire area anyway. We were looking at like Mansfield-ish because you can get a lot for your money,
yeah,
and it's near my sister. but I see my sister every Tuesday anyway on the way back from Rotherham now. So I don't feel like we need to move as high up. And obviously then it means that we can stay closer to Shannon's work. So we've been looking at some houses in Derby, contacted a few, might go and have a look at some, but it's just having the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking probably train there pretty regularly. Mm. I do like Premier, but I think it's more so the prep than anything. It just becomes stale, like your environment, like if you're not careful. And I was getting to the point where I was like going to Premier and like not, I wouldn't say not like enjoying it, but training just became a bit of a chore. And it became like, I realised that probably 2 weeks ago, you know, when I was feeling, maybe about a week ago, you know, when I messaged you and I was like, mate, I felt so wank. And I had that Good Friday session and I was like, I feel so much better.
Good Friday, on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Good Friday.
I felt so much better.
Yeah.
I think in the probably the days or even the weeks before that, like training was just becoming a bit of a chore. And I was just like getting it done and rushing through sessions. And like, I wasn't actually focusing on the quality of the sessions.
Yeah.
I was focused on trying to hold on to numbers, which I'm still doing, but probably not in the best way. I was trying to hold on to numbers. And I was just trying to, like, it was almost, I was just thinking, like, just get it done, get it done. And it's like, I don't need to be thinking like that. Like, I could definitely enjoy the training more if I maybe, you know, potentially went and trained somewhere else, or if I just basically focused on improving my mindset. Like, little things like the belt squat. Belt squat felt amazing, so I did 3 sets.
Yeah.
And it was like, there's nothing wrong with doing that. I just didn't do the pendulum. Yeah. Like, so the volume was still the same, because usually I'd do 2 belt squat, 1 pendulum. Pendulum's not been feeling good. I did 2 belt squats and I was thinking I'll probably leave it at that. But the belt squat was feeling mint. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do another set. Yeah. Like, I feel really good. I'm getting so much out of these sets, and like, I actually feel like I'm benefiting from my training. I don't just feel like it's a box to tick.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that it's easy to forget in a prep, is like, training doesn't have to just be a box to tick. You can actually still benefit from your training. You can still grow. You can still progress. Like, it's just more difficult, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the main reason why I was like, right, I'm going to go and train at B Modified and see how it is. And it was really good.
I think so, it's so like I did that Wednesday with anything,
there as well.
I think that's like, I think a very slippery slope you get into, and it's like, you can do your cardio, and like the start of a prep, it's like you're fat, you've got food and energy's high, and then it gets to a point, and you see it on like you, even potentially your stories or other people's stories, more so other people's, where it's like everything becomes like, it's almost a big thing, and in reality it's like, you should be grateful we get to wake up and do cardio.
Yeah,
you
go for a walk, like, I do really,
you
know,
you get to go
routine
and train like every day. Like, imagine, let's say in an off season when your training should be the main priority and you're injured and you got niggles and you feel really sluggish and you're fucking battered from your training sessions. Like, that is not much as hard
thing,
but
like,
that's
prep. I was injured quite a lot,
exactly.
This time I've been fine,
but you don't think really about
it. I do, so I remind myself like I am in a good spot.
So it's all part of it. And I think, like you said, sometimes gym environments can get a bit stale. Like, oh, I think Premier...
And I was going to Premier every single day, because I'm posing there as well. And I was training pretty much every session but Tuesday there.
Yeah.
So it was getting to
it got
point
to, it got to that point with Premier for me, for some reason. Every other gym, I was sound, Rotherham sound, Evo's like,
because you're not there as much. Like,
yeah, but
if
Premier...
You're at Premier like 3, 4, 5 times. Yeah. Like, at least I was there 6 times out of 7 days. Yeah. So like, it gets a bit like...
Yeah. And like, I remember after my prep, I was like, the thought of... I was like going in there, and I remember I did a cardio session. It was before I went on holiday. Went to Alicante, did a cardio session, and I like went up to do, I think I did the stairs for like 30 minutes. It was like on a rest day, because I was at physio, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll do my cardio there. And like the thought of even going in there and being like, you're right, I was like, I hadn't been there for like 2 weeks. I was like, I just can't be arsed to talk to people.
I know what you mean. You do
like,
get that.
You get to the same, you see the same faces. It's the same sort of environment. It's the same, and you're in there constantly. You're posing, and it can just become.
It isn't a knock on Premier. Premier's a really good gym.
No, Premier is a sound gym, but it's just the gyms that we in my
it'd
prep
be the same
we
with
were.
Any.
Yeah, we were training there the most, and I was also posing there, and then now Finn's posing there, training, and it can just get to a bit of a. Can just become a bit of a ball ache. And also as well, like at this point, just jumping on a few new bits of kit, like you're not, it's not where you're doing new movements entirely, but like just doing a different chest press,
like, it feels really good. You feel like you feel get good. More out of the session, you get a bit of a better pump, which you don't really get at this stage of a prep.
No,
like, I've realized now, like, I'm not really getting a pump, especially, you know why I think I felt so horrendous as well, it's the come down from the FitX filling up.
Yeah,
because I had like a mock peak, then a peak, I was very full, I felt great.
Then
the morning after the WMBF, I looked incredible, and I'd like that was post deload, dropped a load of fatigue, still full. So yeah, basically, I think the reason that I was feeling so horrendous was the come down from the FitX, because I was very full, I was very fresh, I'd just come off the back of a deload. I'd come off the back of a mock peak and an actual peak. I'd come off the back of the high of my show and then Josh winning. And I looked great in the morning of the Monday. It was a low weigh in, 166.5. It was a big drop. And I was like, oh, mint, like everything's moving easily. And I look great and I feel great. Yeah. And then I got back to training and back to digging. And obviously body weight went up, which is expected with training and inflammation and training day food. And I just looked worse and felt worse. And then I was stressing. And then my performance was not dropping as a byproduct of that. But I think my performance was already dropping a bit anyway, just based on obviously the prep and based on energy levels. And then I sort of, you know, when I said to you, I'm going to make some adjustments, I'm going to have some days where I dig harder and some days where I pull back. That definitely helped. That was a good decision.
It's only been one weekend that you've
done
that.
Been about 10 days since I've done that.
No, but it's only been one weekend where you've had the less expenditure on those 2 days.
2 weekends.
Has it been 2 weekends now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. Sound. I thought it had only been one.
But then I had the Five Guys and that wasn't really beneficial.
Yeah.
It was nice for us to go and do it, but it wasn't beneficial. If anything, again, that just sort of almost felt like it slowed me down. And then, since like the drops after that Five Guys, I've felt like back to myself. Like I feel draggy and I feel tired and so obviously, but I felt like, okay, I'm actually making progress again and I'm actually seeing good changes in terms of condition and I'm enjoying training a bit more. Like even little things like I took a plate off the Cybex squat press and the set just felt so much better.
Yeah.
And it was like, I've reset it very slightly. I've done 9 plates instead of 10. And instead of getting like 10 for, I think I got 8 and 1, I got 9 for like 12 and it felt amazing. Yeah. It's like, I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it's advice it's that I give to my clients that I just need to give to myself as well.
Yeah, exactly. But then also it's the same as advice of like, when it comes to the visual look, like there's going to be times where you look worse. And
you know when you say the visual look?
Yeah.
It's like saying the look.
Yeah, or like the naan bread.
Or the visual.
I had some naan bread. It's like bread. Yeah.
Yeah, but not really, because that is a different word.
No, literally, naan is bread.
Yeah, but it's in a different language.
Yeah, but people say naan bread. And like,
well, if you visual look is like saying visual.
Well, yeah, the visual. When you look at the visual, you have to sometimes look worse. Like, and you will look worse for like at certain points, and like that's part of it. Like, you're not going to look your best. It doesn't matter how you look.
Yeah, I look good. I think like at the minute, again, I've got a bit of a routine where, again, like we're adjusting things if we need to on the daily basis. But realistically, at the minute, it's like dig at the start of the week. I say, like, as if I'm not digging at the end of the week. I'm still losing fat, but it's like dig more at the start of the week. Towards the back end of the week, drop off a little bit of fatigue. See what it looks like. Go again. And obviously, I've got shows coming up. Like I've got the A1 this weekend, which by the time this comes out, I swear this is more carbonated than the white one. I never usually burp.
No,
sorry guys.
Digestion's gone. That's what it is.
Prep shit myself. yeah, I've got the A1 this weekend, and the plan isn't to peak for that because I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to sort of gain weight really.
Yeah.
The plan is, mate, I think I'm gonna get some cookies.
What, pre-stage cookies?
I'm literally just going to have a very low, like the lowest volume I can of like a pretty high carb, moderate fat meal. I might not even have any protein with it because I'll have protein servings throughout the rest of the day. And just make sure that I have a decent amount of water and sodium and a full pump before.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not going to slow me down. Whereas like, obviously with the FitEx and the actual peaks that I was doing, yeah, it brought about a really good look.
Mm.
But it also slowed down the progress towards the bodybuilding shows. Yeah. And I don't really have the luxury of doing that. Like,
no.
If I can be, for the BMBF, which is 3 weeks, like 161, 162,
yeah.
I think I'd be spot on.
No, okay.
A little bit leaner for the WMBF. The,
yeah, like UKDFBA. 159 to 160. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 158, 159, like for the UKDFBA.
Yeah.
Again, I probably won't peak that heavily for the BMBF. I'll base it off this A1.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to get, well, I say cookies, I'm going to get something that's just low volume, high carb, moderate fat, good amount of sugar, like, and just have that with a pump product and make sure my water and my sodium's controlled. Because I think that'll work well. I know that it'll digest well. I'll have like dates, honey with me if I need a bit more.
Get like a waffle and some pancakes and stuff like that. That'd be fine.
No, literally yesterday I was in Tesco and I was like, right, I'm going to have a look at what there is, because I don't eat anything like that ever.
No.
Like even in off season, I never have cookies or muffins or even like Pop-Tarts. I don't have anything like that. So I don't really know what, don't get me wrong, I know what the macros are, but I don't as such. If you were to say to me, if I was to ask you, what do you think the macros are in like a Tesco like homemade cookie, I'd be like, I don't know, 50 carb, like 20 fat, I don't know. But there's some cookies that are pretty good. They're about, for like one cookie, like 45 carb and like 10 fat and like minimal protein. So like I'll probably have a pack of cookies and then basically just see where I'm at.
Like, what, pack of five? So like,
no, it's a pack of four. I'm thinking like a meal of about 200 to 250 carb, about 50 fat, and if I want a protein source, I'd literally have to have a tiny bit of whey paste with it. But I probably wouldn't even have a protein source. I've already planned it out really, like in my head. I'm gonna have my egg white and turkey bacon wraps just as my protein. That is literally protein sources that I know digest so well. They're nice as well. Like, they're good to have on the go. I can literally eat them whenever. It's dead easy. So they're like my go-to protein servings on a show day. And if I want to have protein and fats, I'll add peanut butter to them. If I don't, then I just have them on their own. Yeah. And it's like, I literally have probably three to four servings of those before I'm on stage, depending on when I'm on stage. And they're going to be like 30 protein and pretty much trace carbon fat. That's what, let's say by the time I'm on stage, I've had three of those, 90 protein, 5 carb, 5 fat. Like by the time I have the pre-stage meal. Have the pre-stage like pump up, just low volume, high carb, high sugar, moderate to high fat, just to fill triglycerides a little bit as well. Something that's going to digest really quickly, like cookies or something like that. So I was thinking, like, I don't have any kind of like sweet sugary foods like that. Like dates I've used, and I know they work well, but I'm thinking, if I was to break it, usually I go with whole foods. So I'll go, right, what would be my carb source? Okay, I'll have rice and dates and honey, because they're all just carbs. And then I'll go, what will be my fat source? Right, I'll have dark chocolate, maybe a bit of olive oil. Instead of just going, what can I have that has them all, that's like so low volume? And I was like, well, cookies or something like that. So I had a look in Tesco yesterday and I was like scanning them on my fitness pal, because again, I don't really use those foods. And I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then I had a look at like the next thing, and there was like these cakes. One of them was like a sticky toffee, like maple syrup cake or something. And I was like, oh, I wonder what the macros are like on this. And like, the macros are like incredible. Like,
for what we want, not incredible.
Obviously not for like, I wouldn't have them in my diet regularly, but for high volume, really low, for really low volume, like high carb, moderate fat. This like golden syrup cake, it was something like that. It was like perfect. It was like, for 100 grams, it was like 70 carb and 10 fat. Like, literally 100 grams, it would be like that. And it's like, imagine that. So easy, so low volume.
So that's going to be the secret for this weekend. Or you just don't get a pump. It sits not the best with you and you're like, oh God, I felt a bit sick afterwards.
Oh, you learn from it, but I can't imagine that happening.
No, like at this point, like it's shit food.
And I'm going to be very depleted anyway, because today's a rest day. Tomorrow will be a training day. Tomorrow's going to be posterior. So I'm not training legs. The reason for that is I would have trained as normal, but I'm getting my tan tomorrow. So I don't want to train with my tan.
Getting your tan tomorrow, what?
I'm getting my base coat tomorrow. And then I've got... So I would usually train legs on Friday, posterior on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to train on Saturday because I don't want to ruin the tan. So I'm going to train posterior because I don't want to miss posterior. I don't want to miss my hip hinge. And also, it's probably not a good... it's probably not a bad idea not training legs, because I'm going to drop off fatigue anyway. And I'm not doing cardio, etc. on Friday, Saturday, which is already the plan, and Sunday, which usually isn't the plan, but it will be for this week. So literally the only real difference would be I'm missing one leg session. I'm going to have a little bit more carbs and fats pre and post show.
And total calories. Like on a Sunday rest day, your calories are 1,100, 1,200.
So
you're going to have that equivalent of cookies and then some food after.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not going to push me back. No, I'm not going to gain 3-4 pounds. I might, like, if you do a proper peak, you might gain 3 to 5 pounds.
I said on the message, didn't I, like midweek next week, if you're like 163, 164, 165, that'd be wicked. But the problem is, if you're...
I want to be lighter than that.
No, that's what I mean. But that would be good. That'd be really good. And what were you this morning, 164?
165.25.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I'd say, realistically, easily good. I think that'll be done.
I think by this
point
next
week. But I
reckon
there potentially could be more. But if you were to fill up and be up, let's say...
I might be at 170.
If you're 168, 169, come Monday, Tuesday still, it's like, okay, you've now got to dig even harder. And that's not going to... You probably wouldn't be able to actually pull back slightly next weekend, which is going to result in you just driving yourself into the ground. Which, again, if you had just one show, sound cool. Drive yourself into the ground, bro. But you don't.
I think we've got a good plan.
Yeah.
I think... don't load too heavily this weekend. Keep food volume really low. the cookies, etc. I'm going to utilize while I'm posing anyway.
Yeah.
And then post workout, post show.
Cream rice again? You actually going to make it properly this time and not ruin it?
I did make it properly last time. It's that it was out of the fridge for so long.
Yeah.
I'm either going to have cream of rice or the milkshakes that I've been having, the isolate milkshakes, have that but make it like a sundae. So like have that and just like with cereal and some dark chocolate. Okay. Like it's banging and you can like, so it's basically like ice cream. It's like it's like a, you know, like a Five Guys shake.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like that. So I was thinking if I have that, it's literally just whey isolate. So it's like really good macros.
Mm.
Get some cereal, like maybe some Curiously Cinnamon, which...
Finn loves his cereal.
I do love my Curiously Cinnamon. But even that, like 50 grams of that.
Yeah.
Like make a sundae.
Mm.
Like maybe a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of dark chocolate. Like
I haven't had cereal. But
I might even just have my normal. It depends. I'm not going to choose my post workout, my post stage thing. Yeah.
Well, you don't need a post stage meal. You could literally just be like, right, normal food.
I just have a protein serving.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to
wait and see.
Like I don't know. I think it's one of those, like, people assume, oh yeah, I need a meal after a show. It's like you know.
You need a protein serving.
Yeah,
right?
You need protein. You need fluid. That's the.
So I don't want my protein to be low on the day because I think it then impacts how you feel in the coming days.
Yeah.
So like if I only have those three protein servings and then I don't have a protein serving pre stage, just have like cookies, I'm only on 100 protein at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So like I'll just probably have like a big protein serving.
Yeah. So just what 120 grams of
200 grams
isolate.
Of protein.
Yeah. Isolate, just the CMP, honestly, fantastic.
The dough lightful, the new isolate, like the cookie dough one.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Yeah, but I've pretty much run out of it. I've had to order some more because I'm having it twice a day as a milkshake.
Finn went to
so good.
Where did you go? Where was it? Where I said, mate, please bring me back a scoop. Yeah, he went to the WMBF and I was like hoping there's some samples. I said to Finn, bring me back like 30 grams of this whey or like a sample bag. And Finn was like, yeah, I'll try my best. And he forgot. And then I said to him,
I didn't forget, they weren't doing it.
Oh, and then Finn, and I was like, okay, can you bring me some like from your whey? And he was like, yeah, sure. Sure. He hasn't bought me.
Yeah, I forgot that.
So cheers, mate. Thanks for that.
So good, though. Like, honestly, literally, tiniest bit of water, two big blocks of ice, blended up, and it's like a proper thick, like a Five Guys shake.
I can safely say that I've never had a like whey ice cream or anything like that.
No, I haven't until now.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, never have. I'll just have my whey as a paste, and if it's an isolate, I'll have it in with something, and that's me simple. I always think, like, I've seen some stuff that people cook up when it comes to, like, blending stuff up, putting some skinny syrup on this, frying this. I just think, Jesus Christ, just have your whey.
This is dead easy, though. Like, literally just blend it with ice, and it's banging.
Fair enough. Well, that's Finn. I'm sound. I'm in off-season. Body weight's going up, which is nice, with less food than what I pretty much have ever had in a gaining phase, which is quite nice. So body is pretty responsive, feel good, training performance really good, deadlifted 6 plates again, which was nice, felt pretty light. To be fair, at this point, everything's all good. First escalation up in the sense of supplements after bloods were kind of taken and results were back in from last week, which is sound. I kind of touched upon that in the last podcast. So, literally, there's nothing really too much to report from my end other than everything's in a really positive position. I have a nice weekend to come this weekend. Connor's on stage, so best of luck to Connor. I think I might have mentioned that. We haven't really announced he's doing the show, but shout out Connor Flanagan.
He looks very good.
He looks very good. He looks really good. He's like, I think he's like 9 kilos up from his last stage weight in like 2021.
He looks awesome.
And yeah, he does look really, really good. I think
have
for men's
seen
physique.
Him in person?
Hmm?
Have you seen him in person?
No, this will be the first time, so that'll be exciting. I'm excited to see. I got Sam filming on Saturday, which will be good. So we've got that. And then tomorrow, Friday, we've got an important video getting done, not with Sam. Me and Josh are getting something shot. Don't think I can speak about it. Again, I don't want to be like, I can't speak about it, but some announcements come in. But I don't think that'll be official by the time this is out. Probably maybe a few days afterwards. So look out for that. And then the next weekend, that's at Triathlete on Friday. Obviously Sunday, Finn's on stage. But the weekend after, Triathlete on Friday, watching Liverpool. Sunday, so I've got a good look, a couple of weeks to come before going away. But it's quite funny, like I think I've been back in the gym now for 4 weeks after my deload, and like I'm looking forward to the holiday because I'm battered still.
I've booked another holiday.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Guess.
Mexico, Egypt.
Close.
Oh,
I've already been
Morocco?
There this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the exact same
place. Oh, Jesus Christ! When are you going?
November.
Okay.
So we take the piss out of my mum and dad because they go to India every year, the same place. We take the piss out of Shannon's mum and dad because they go to Greece, the same place.
You've got old. That's it.
I said to Shannon, I was like, we've turned into our parents because I was like, should we just book it again? The thing is, mate, it was so good.
That's the thing. Like, when me and Sanaya went to Egypt last year, like, when we went to Lanzarote this year, we were both just like, Egypt was sound.
Mate, that's Morocco really is so good. Like, price-wise, the quality of the hotel, the quality of the food, the quality of the service.
Yeah. I think when you find your place, you're like,
When you think, like, thinking about it now, I think it's fucking like paradise, that place. Yeah. It was absolutely class. So, like, now, every time, you know, when obviously when you're prepping as well, like, obviously I've got shows to look forward to, but I can't stop burping.
Awful.
When you're dragging, like, you think of things and it's like, if you get any kind of dopamine response, you go,
nice.
Oh,
yeah, that'll be
and,
nice.
Like, me and Shannon have been talking about the holiday like every day, and like every time we talk about it, I'm like,
yeah, boost your mood.
Oh, I can't wait to go.
Yeah, it makes you almost like emotional.
And I nearly cry every time.
I can't, it'll be so good.
Hey, honestly,
the thing
is,
it's the thought, that's the thing, the thought of, and like, it's your brain seeking dopamine. Yeah. It's the same as like you go into a different gym, something new, you're like, this is
new. Like, that almost makes me think, like, fucking sort yourself out. Like,
oh, yeah, you
enjoy
should,
the day
to
day, like, enjoy your daily
life.
You'll
look back at, like, let's say this month to come and the next month, and you'll look back in like a year when you're fat, and you'll be like,
I look back at, I look at my social media over the past like couple of weeks and stuff, and I'm like, I'm getting leaner and I'm looking good and I'm enjoying training, and you know, I won that FitEx show and like things, it's all happened.
You don't enjoy it.
It's almost like, you know, enjoy it while it's there. I always keep saying to my clients as well, like, enjoy it. I know it's difficult, like, I know you're dragging, but I forget to take my own advice, which is difficult because I'm busy, and you know, you almost forget to take your own advice, but every now and again, I just need to have a pep talk with myself and go, right, you know, what were you saying to Millie earlier? What were you saying? And I just remind myself of what I've been saying to people.
It's easier said than done. But you got to remind yourself, like, you're the one in this position. Yeah. And, like, I look at this year's, for me, it's like, this has been the best year I've ever had. Like, it's been a fantastic year.
It should be every year, shouldn't it? We say that every year. It should always be that.
Like, it's been nothing but positives, but it's very easy in the moment.
Absolutely flying as well.
Scary. Very easy to, in the moment, just get in your own head and be like, oh, this is it. But hey ho. Anyway,
Have you got your FPL team yet? I've not.
I need to.
Guys, get in the FPL league. Let me have a quick look, actually, who's in it.
Let's have a look.
Should we start rating some names?
Yeah, we should, to be fair. Don't I do like, I'm not even in the league, so.
You need to get in the league.
Yeah.
Okay, we've still not got that many. Get in the FPL.
How many do we have currently?
I don't know, like 40. We had 100 last time.
Yeah, but people are like me, where they leave it to like the last weekend, and then they're like, oh, I need to get my team in. So, yeah. Any new additions in the Premier League that have been like, has Hoyland been added?
Yeah, not yet.
No.
No. What we'll do, guys, is just when it actually starts, once you're in the league, we'll rate all your names.
Episode, yeah. What day does the season start?
Starts next Friday. So
Christ.
Friday the 11th. So
First game of the season? Because it's always a Friday night game, isn't it?
What's the fixtures?
It was Arsenal v.
It's Burnley, Man City, which will be good because it's company.
Oh yeah. Is it at Burnley? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big first game.
Right. So, question. Pump product before training legs.
Yeah, I still prefer, or I would like to have that. I don't think it's negative. I think some people go like, oh, my legs get too pumped and too much blood flow and I can't train them.
I think that's just a common thing that
I think
say,
unless you've got incredibly good legs,
maybe,
but no, like the thing is the pump product isn't just to get a pump, it's for the benefit of
nutrients,
the blood flow, the nutrient delivery, the ability to basically, you know, actually get more out of the session from a oxygen delivery standpoint, like vasodilation, all these kind of things. It's not just like, oh, I want to feel like I get a pump.
No, I think again, like, you, if you actually look through the ingredients of a pump product, you'll notice that there's a lot of things there that's not just going to directly facilitate just a pump. Like, there's going to be a lot of benefits that come, and when you're training, you're going to be actually wanting to get the most out of the session, as Finn mentioned. So yeah, definitely. I always take pump products like pre legs, pre anything. So yeah.
Alfie Devine, do you and Reese have any favorite bodybuilders? Enjoying the podcast.
Of course, Ronnie Coleman.
Thanks for enjoying the podcast.
Mr. YB.
You know what? Yesterday,
yeah,
I was doing steps post workout, and Yeah Buddy came on my phone.
Yeah.
And I realized, I was like, I was prepping like an Instagram post, and I was just listening to Yeah Buddy while I was doing it, and I was like, what am I doing? So I changed it.
Do you have any favorite bodybuilders, though, Finn?
I trained at that Elite Fitness in Redditch to see Jack.
Yeah.
And they had like bodybuilders all on the walls, which was quite cool, but obviously it's just your generic, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. They've got Ronnie, they've got
Flex Lewis,
Dexter Jackson, they've got Luke Sando, like. Luke Sando, to be fair, was like one of my favourites. And really? Like I said to you, I was really like, I was gutted when he died.
I didn't really follow him or anything like that.
And I feel like I'd probably followed him quite closely for the like maybe 6 months to a year before he died.
Yeah.
Without sounding arrogant, like I'm almost, I don't want to say I'm too busy to follow people.
I like John Jewett. I think John Jewett.
Yes, but do you actually follow what John Jewett does?
No, not really. But I like what he, I like what he preaches, and because I think it's a good blend of practical and actual. Yeah. Like, there's a practical sense of train fucking hard, but then there's also that evidence-based background, which I think we're somewhat in the middle of.
I feel
like
a lot of people are that now. Like, I feel like that's kind of how it's going nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like it's, there's not many meatheads anymore. If you're just a pure meathead, you're a bit of an outlier. And then likewise, if you're just a pure evidence guy, you're also a bit of an outlier. Like, I think a lot of people nowadays are down the middle. I don't know, I think there's like a lot of bodybuilders that are like, oh, I respect them all. But I'm not blown away if I was to see somebody and be like, oh my God.
I feel like I'm at an age where, and it's the same with music, and it's even the same with footballers. Like, I like footballers. I like music, but it's not like, oh my God, I'm in love with them.
No.
I feel like that's a young kind of thing.
When you're 10 years old and you get told, like, I remember someone saying, are you still going to support Liverpool when Gerrard leaves? And I was like, oh my God, Gerrard might leave Liverpool.
Yeah.
And I was like stunned, where like now you could have like any Liverpool player leaves. And it's a shame. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want Van Dijk to go, but I'd be like, okay, fair enough. You know?
So I feel like that with bodybuilders. Like, there's a lot that I like, but there's none that I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
he's my guy.
Yeah, like, this is
because I just don't think that is.
He resonates so well with myself. An immature, that's me.
Yeah,
no, yeah, I get what you mean.
It's quite a young mindset. It's not immature, but I think it's just a young kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. Do you guys have a gym playlist? We'd love to check them out. No, we do not have a gym playlist, unfortunately.
I do have a show day playlist though. Now I keep adding songs to it.
Yeah,
just so like songs to have on backstage or when I'm driving to the show, like ones that build confidence and. Stuff like that, but I don't have a specific gym playlist at the minute.
Is it private? Is it called?
It's just called Show Day.
Fair enough.
At the minute, I don't put like I'm not going to make it public or anything. I just have it as mine. At the minute I just use motivation like mixes, so like motivational songs with like some of them are like just talking and different quotes and stuff, and some of them are songs. Like that's what I'm using at the minute.
Fair enough. Impressed, right?
Seems to work well.
Yeah.
Tyler Ragg, which juniors are you both most excited to see this year or near future? Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob.
Jesus Christ, mate.
Very good, isn't it?
Mental.
20, I think he's 21, 20? I don't know.
He's only just turned 20, yeah. He's only just come out of the teens.
Crazy.
So, yeah, Jacob.
He'll be good.
Otherwise,
you think that's relative to his age or you think that's relative to his physique? Because I think I don't think he's going to be a lights out junior.
No,
if he was
23, I'd be like, he's good.
Yeah.
But it's because he's
younger.
Just
that's what
20,
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unfortunately, Jacob, mate, like for a junior, you're good. But like by the time you're 23, you'll be lights out as a junior. That'll be scary.
To be fair, like Alex is really good.
Yeah.
Niall, I'm really excited to see Niall compete. Niall's still a junior in the UK FBA, even though he looks about 40.
Yeah, the bald head.
Yeah.
The bald head.
Niall's doing the A1 with me.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
We've not said, but
oh, that would be good.
So
he'll be there.
Just
Sunday.
Me and Niall, yeah.
Oh, sick. That'd be good.
Like, I really get on with Niall. I've coached him for ages. Mm. I remember saying to him, I was like, when he competes, it'll be like my proudest coaching moment because I've coached him since like the first lockdown.
Yeah.
He's come on such a long way, and like we've built a really good relationship. So, shout out to Niall. I love you, mate.
Oh, that's nice. It's similar, to be fair, with Josh. Like,
yeah,
like Josh. Like, I'm looking forward to like way more.
Yeah, big
like
class,
than
yeah.
me or like.
Yeah,
like,
I'm so excited.
Not saying like Josh is my favorite, but like I've got such a good relationship.
And you build relationships with people over a long period of time. Like, you're gonna have some coach client relationships that are stronger than others based on time frame, based on personality traits,
exactly.
on effort level.
Yeah, like, no, and I think Josh is one of those. Respect, like, he's grinded, he's worked hard, and he looks fucking wicked.
He does look good.
He looks really good. So yeah, that'd be exciting to see how he does. So yeah, right. You can only train one type of session every time. What would you choose? PPL. Huh?
Do
you get that?
So you only get to do pull, push, or legs for the rest of your life.
Oh, okay. Legs.
Is that what you're saying?
You can only train one type of session every time. What would you choose?
Yeah, pull, push, or legs.
Yeah.
Well,
pull with deadlifts. I feel like it definitely wouldn't be... Push would be like... It'd be fun. Yeah, and it could just it be... But it, I'd get bored of just doing the same presses.
I'd do like a leg pull.
What, you cheat?
Yeah.
You'd be like density, like... Density day.
Yeah, with push in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I'd say lower or...
I'd probably go with pull with a hinge or like legs with a hip hinge.
Yeah, I'd say legs with a hip hinge. Especially now that I'm a BB. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But that being said, like a single arm row is fun, a heavy barbell row. Like, imagine just going into the gym and being like, barbell
yeah,
rows,
is a single
deadlifts.
Arm row as fun as
no,
legs?
No, no, but like heavy rows, heavy hinges.
Yeah,
I think
a leg pull style session.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Seb Oddle coaching. Got rare case of pintolitis. Do you have any remedies or better to ask Croggan? Ask Croggan. Did you see I got the message from Magnum
I got
Condoms?
Yep, yeah, got the same message. Yeah. Mate, I don't know. How do you reckon that they just went through there?
I think they're just taking the piss because my penis hasn't worked for 3 months.
Okay. Yeah. No, fair enough.
Daniel Reagan. Thoughts on the classic weight cap increasing?
Ooh, so exciting. Yeah, I think that's it. Like a little bit more body weight to play with. That's that. There's not really. I don't really have any thoughts on it. Like, body weight's gone up in the classic weight caps, and therefore people can have a little bit more muscle.
So I think it's quite good for classics. Yeah. I do think a lot of the time, the amount of times people have
people,
to really like batter down. Themselves to suck down, and then they just look worse. Like, yeah. I think it's probably not a bad idea. And it's not as if the classic guys are huge, are they?
No.
Like, so I do think it's probably a good thing that they've done that.
Yeah, and I think it's also better probably for health. Like, in
terms
of
I think
health.
The difference between the classic and the bodybuilding is still massive. Like, you remember when Rami won and Chris Bumstead won and they posed together?
Yeah.
And, like, Rami just made Chris Bumstead look stupid.
And that's someone who... Yeah,
it shouldn't be that big of a difference between classic and bodybuilding, I don't think.
But that being said, you have, like, an outlier. Like, I think if you were to go to, like, an amateur high-level show and a pro show, and you were to look at the best classic, like, winner, and then you were to look at, like, the bodybuilders, there is still a big, big difference.
Yeah,
but
I think the fact that men's physique's coming down, classic going up, it's like there's bigger discrepancies between. I think it's better.
I think classic should be pushed up a touch. Yeah, and if anything, I'd argue that I think it could have probably been a little bit more. I think it wouldn't have been a bad idea to push classic up by maybe another kilo or two instead of it being like two to two and a bit. So that being said, it depends on obviously it's more so percentages. But yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's good. But there's not really much of an opinion other than cool. It means that the standard gets potentially higher, which
probably, like you say, a bit better for health as well.
Yeah, better for health. Yeah, sound positives. How do you make a split squat more quad dominant and more glute and ham dominant? So how do you isolate just the glutes and hams, bro? How do you isolate the quads?
To be fair, like it's not going to just isolate it. They're still going to be involved. But if you want to make it more quad dominant, closer stance, elevate your heel, stay more upright,
promote
create more
knee
flexion and less hip flexion. So get your knee to travel forward and keep your torso upright. If you want it to be more glute dominant, then do the opposite. So basically a slightly wider stance, no heel elevation. You could even argue elevate your toes. You wouldn't need to. Lean forward more, so you're creating more hip flexion, so more of a bend at the hip, and therefore you would obviously get more lengthening through the glute. And then also you could look at the loading profile. So if you were to try and make it more glute dominant, you could do contralateral, so holding the dumbbell on the opposite side to the working leg. If you want it to be more quad dominant, you could do ipsilateral, which would be the same side, or bilateral, which would be a dumbbell in each hand.
Or you just get really strong at split squats and you just watch your whole lower body grow.
Really worry,
Yeah, like that's what I saw. You know, JP, he got asked a question, and I just read it and I was like, such a good reply. Like, it was almost like, how do I get my vastus lateralis to like be bigger? And it was just like, grow your quads to 32 inches, get strong as fuck on all movements. Congrats.
Yeah.
And like, I read it and I thought,
do you think
like,
a lot of that is genetic though?
Yeah,
like, because for some people, like, they just have incredible shape through their quads and they're not necessarily strong.
No.
Like,
but
I think for some people they have really strong quads, really good execution, and they don't have, let's say they have a lot of muscle, but they don't have that crazy outer sweep. Like,
true.
I think a lot of it is dependent on genetic factors, because
but if you want your vastus lateralis to grow,
yeah, you need
if
your quads
you get
to grow.
If you get your quads stronger and they grow, then congrats. Like, your vastus lateralis is going to grow. Yeah, your VMO might grow to a faster rate, but it's still going to grow. So yeah,
on a chest press, this is Argan. On a chest press, would you get more reps doing continuous or pausing on lockout?
Well, it's ideally pausing on lockout if we think about like if you're continuously just dropping into it, but then also if you're doing like let's say a set of 15 and you're locking out at the top of every
and
rep,
waiting and
bracing, like the
out.
Amount of not even time and attention through your musculature but time and attention through the joints and just the general systemic challenge is going to be far greater. So it really depends. Like
I always say, a mixture of both, like on any movement, keep your reps continuous for as long as you can until you really need to pause on that lockout. I'll say on any movement where the lockout provides a point of sort of respite, like a chest press, a shoulder press, a leg press, etc.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Argan has also asked, that's me, is there a reason, I like that Argan, you know, he splits our questions up. He's like, I'll ask Finn some questions.
How many has asked you?
Two.
Yeah,
so is there a reason for letting the bar roll towards you to start a deadlift, so pulling the bar?
I do it for the first rep, but after that,
the bar
stays the same.
Yeah.
The reason I do it for the first rep is that it's just like a ritual to make sure that my breathing's right, my bracing's right, I feel tight. But I think a lot of people try and do it for every single rep as almost like a bit of momentum and trying to use that little bit of
life
extra,
that we have,
almost like
bar.
A little bit of inertia to get the bar moving, then move up. Like, which I'm not a huge fan of. Like, if anything, I'd rather it be just a complete. Even with myself, like I'll roll it in. Then it is a complete dead stop before I go.
Yeah.
I think for you, you roll it in and then pull.
I roll it in, but I almost kind of like lock the... I will pull the bar slightly before I actually pull. So I'll roll the bar to me. I'll then pull like 20% to pull the slack out and then I pull.
Yeah, so it is pretty much at a dead stop anyway.
Yeah, it's almost like I pull the momentum out of that initial pull. So I like break mine up on that first rep into like two pulls.
Then after that, it stays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's just what works best for you. Like, at the end of the day,
for me,
it's a deadlift.
For me, it's just the breathing cues.
Yeah.
I roll it in now.
Yeah, locked in and then go. And it's like literally just what works best. But it is a deadlift, so you're ideally lifting dead weight. But unfortunately, dead weight moving at times, especially as you get pretty strong, it can get quite challenging to get everything nailed. So just pulling weight, like you'll notice on most people's hip hinges, their first rep's usually the worst. Like the first rep on a stiffer deadlift, if you nail the first rep, congrats, you've got a good set. Usually the first rep's like, and then the second
hardest.
And third and fourth. Like the amount of times I'll go in on a set and be like, if the first rep moves, I'll get a good set of like four or five.
You'll be able to get at least 3 to 4.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Argan again, favourite gym clothing brands apart from Gasp? There aren't any others.
Yeah, none. God.
Explosive Fibers.
Yeah, Explosive Fibers.
Shout them out.
Shout them out, yeah. Shout me out, model. Other than that, I mean, like, I feel like anything like oversized.
Chosen Few, Vanquish.
Chosen Few's alright, it's just the same.
Yeah, they're just these are ones that I'm just thinking off the top of my head that are decent. Like, they're not amazing, but they're decent. I like Gasp, I like Explosive Fibers, some of their stuff.
Some of it.
I generally like joggers and that I'll wear, like Adidas, Nike, Jordan. Jordan stuff, I like Jordan stuff.
Yeah.
FK Physiques clothing.
Yeah, Team Outfit clothing.
Macamorris, can we get a 5-a-side day, tournament style? Can't think of anything worse right now, mate. But in the long term, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be a light on your feet. You'd be nimble as anything.
I'd be awful right now.
I don't think right now, like...
Mate, getting out of this chair then to go for a week...
Yeah, but that's fatigue.
Like,
if you were to peak for the five-a-side, you'd be sound.
I'd be elite,
yeah. You'd be lean. You'd be probably the fastest you've ever been.
Yeah, probably.
You'd be up and down the flanks. To be fair, that would actually be quite good fun. It would be hilarious. And I'd be ruined.
So many
afterwards.
Injuries.
Yeah. Like, there'd be a lot of injuries. If we were to be... Because we'd all have that competitive nature... Especially if we were to choose people that have played football in the past. Like, if you've never played football and you're one of our clients, you're not coming. Like, I would be proper,
be
like,
in the FPL league as
well. I'd be proper, like, we're not losing this.
Yeah.
Like, and I'd be leaving my body on the line, and I can guarantee I'd be, like, needing a month deload afterwards, which really wouldn't be ideal.
He also asked, just while we're here.
Yeah, go for it.
I swear he asked this every week.
Yeah.
Who's the better men's physique athlete?
He's asked that every... Macca's...
Why, mate?
Do we want to say you? Like,
he wants us to, like, hate each other, because he asked, like... Throughout the whole of the prep, he was asking who's going to be more successful. Now he's asking who's better.
And then when we're both into coaching, it's going to be like, who's the better prep coach? Who's the better lifestyle coach? Who's got more clients?
Me.
Who's got more? Who's go-kartless is better?
And the men's physique is me.
Yeah, objectively. Yeah. Well, object off this year.
Stupid that.
Yeah, I know, mental that. Like, crazy when you think. If you had said
if,
that.
Like, 6 months ago, we'd have had that conversation.
Yeah, you'd have been like, no, but that being said, like, it. Objectively, but it's one of those.
I keep forgetting to bring my trophy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sad times, sad times. Who finishes higher, Liverpool or Man United? We answered this last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I think if I was to put money on it,
United's a safer bet, but I think Liverpool's peak will be higher than United's peak. But I also think Liverpool's down could also be higher than United's down, period.
Yeah.
So over a 38-game season, I think United is a safer bet. But I also think...
Yeah, but I think Liverpool could do really well.
No, I think Liverpool will do quite well. We bring in the right additions, but we do need players.
Everybody does.
Yeah, but I think Liverpool especially.
I'll tell you who I think are going to do well. Chelsea.
Nah, not enough time for them to sink.
Have you seen them in pre-season?
Pre-season, man.
Yeah, but it's Pochettino as well.
Oh, yeah.
Pochettino. It wouldn't surprise me if Chelsea get top four and like Liverpool or United don't.
I don't think so. Not enough goals. I don't think Nkunku will be that good.
I think Nicholas Jackson, I think they might be getting Vlahovic.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good sign.
I think it's okay, but that Nicholas Jackson guy looks very good.
Very raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one from me. I'm Massa. That's the guy's name.
Yeah.
Tips for first bulk phase. Enjoy it. Don't overthink it. Eat plenty of food. Eat plenty of protein. Don't gain too quickly. Don't just get fat for the sake of it. Focus on your performance. Focus on progressing your performance. Gain as long as you can, as slowly as you can. If you can be in a gaining phase for 18 months to 2 years, gaining slowly, not getting too fat. When I say too fat, like, we don't want to have like massive like chunks of body fat hanging off you, hanging over your boxes. Like, if you can stay in a pretty decent level of composition but just get bigger, get stronger over multiple months and years, perfect.
Really good answer. Yeah. Sound, that's it. That's the podcast, guys. That's actually a really good answer, to be fair. I was going to interject and say you haven't mentioned training until like the eighth point, but I always think just like, as you said, fueling your training and putting yourself in the best spot to train to the best to the best spot possible. So yeah, all good. Right, that's the podcast, guys. Hopefully everyone's enjoyed. Best of luck to Finn for this weekend.
Cheers, mate.
Best of luck to Connor for this weekend as well. And then likewise at Dean Real, Niall as well. So exciting weekend to come. I'm guessing this will probably be out, next Friday? So that'll be like the weekend to come. I don't think Finn's up. No, you're not on stage. And then we've got like 2 weeks till the next show. So yeah, hope everyone enjoys again. I'll leave it there. Sam, see you later, guys. Bye-bye.